To start, the Joyce Collection in Buffalo is actually the largest and most distinguished in the world. And everyone wants to know, how did this ever come to Buffalo in the first place? Which is, like everything in our collection, and the Joyce Collection is but one of 150 named archival collections that we hold, it, like everyone else, has a wonderful story. The main arc of the materials came to us over time through six major acquisitions from four different sources. The first came in 1950, directly from Joyce's family. In 1949, they had put a large selection of their Joyceana, manuscripts, correspondence, some of his personal effects, his canes, pair of his glasses even, some of his family portraits, and they put them up for exhibition at the Galerie Lehune in Paris. This was a famous gallery and bookstore. And their plan, this was 8 years after Joyce himself passed away, their plan was to auction that material off at the end of the exhibition. Oscar Silverman, namesake for the Silverman Library in which we're sitting right now, was on sabbatical, member of the English department at the time. He was in Paris, he saw the exhibition, he came back to Buffalo, he talked to Charles Abbott, founder of the Poetry Collection in the mid-1930s, and he reported to Abbott what a remarkable collection this would be to the new University Library's Poetry Collection, which at the time was still forming and evolving. Lo and behold, at the end of the exhibition, UB just happened to have the highest bid on the materials, and that's how the first and largest wave of material came here to Buffalo. Since then, we've had a number of other acquisitions come in. There were two waves of materials that came from B.W. Hubisch. Hubisch was a New York publisher and an acquaintance of Joyce's who actually published a first edition of A Portrait of the Artist. There were two batches of materials came from Hubisch in 1951 and 1959. Also in 1959, the first of two spectacular batches of material came from Sylvia Beach herself. Sylvia Beach, of course, was the great proprietress of Shakespeare & Company, the legendary modernist bookstore and publishing in Paris, and legendary hangout of all kinds of expats and interesting people across the board. A second batch came from Beach in 1962. This was after she had passed away. And between the two Beach collections, there really is a wonderful documentation of all of the printing records and the production materials, and really the entire material history and evolution of her publication of Ulysses, which at the time, for a publisher like herself to take on, was a great risk, since previous publishers of different installments of Ulysses had been fined and actually imprisoned. So she did it at great personal expense and personal cost and personal risk, and if it weren't for Sylvia Beach, we would not have what is by all extent the number one most influential book of the 20th century by most people's accounts. Following the two Beach materials, there was a final batch of material that came in 1968, and this was material relating to the serialization of Finnegan's Wake, Joyce's last book, published in 1939, and these came from Maria Jolla, who along with her husband Eugene had edited Transition magazine, in which much of Joyce's later writings had appeared. And since then, we have continued to flesh out the collection, and we supplement it with a complete collection of virtually anything by and about Joyce. So continuing to collect editions and biographies and criticism and magazines, reference materials, and for those who have read Joyce, they're not surprised perhaps to hear that he has attracted a very large body of critical commentary. And we are quite proud of the fact that we have virtually all of that commentary. So if you take the Joyce collection as a sum, we have over 10,000 manuscript pages, and these are materials that touch upon really every aspect of his artistic life and career. So we have materials relating to some of the earliest epiphanies. These were early holograph, sudden manifestations of some kind of spiritual or intellectual insight that he was drafting as early as the early 1900s, and some of the first autograph manuscripts that he has in any collection are in fact these epiphanies, 40 of which were known to survive, 22 are here in Buffalo. And these are some of the famous scenes that have been folded in subsequently into A Portrait of the Artist. So one might remember the early pages of the book where the little protagonist is underneath the table and one of the family members is saying, pull out his eyes, apologize, apologize, pull out his eyes, that kind of great literary palindrome. That is one of the epiphanies, and in fact, I hope to have that in the exhibition. We're still tinkering a bit with the final checklist, but as of now, that will be one of the items in the in one of the cases. And then we have materials that relate, as I said, all throughout the full evolution of Joyce's career. So we have correspondence and notebooks for exiles and an early notebook for A Portrait of the Artist when before it was portrait and before that even Stephen Hero, it was an essay intended for a college magazine that was never published. And that came to us through Sylvia Beach. We have a large selection of Joyce's Paris library, or what survives of his Paris library. We have a number of his family photographs. We have a number of his presentation copies. We have Joyce's correspondence, letters to, and in some cases letters from. We have a wonderful selection of materials pertaining to his daughter, Lucia, who actually was involved and instrumental in some of the later publications of Finnegan's Wake, or what was originally known as Works in Progress. I'm trying to think what else we would... There's always something I forget, so... But that's probably, for now, a good place to start with the overall description of it.